Good morning. Really? Is it a good morning? It doesn't sound so good. That's so much better. Today is Pentecost. See all the red everywhere you look and flames and all kinds of stuff. Would you say from everything you've heard today that Pentecost is a happy day? Really? Not so bad? I'm so glad. You're not so sure. Not so much. Well, you know, I got to thinking about it. So often we think of Pentecost, which is the birthday of the church, as being, you know, I mean, it's a big day. It should be a big day. It should be exciting, but we're not. I don't think we're as happy as we could be. On that day, God came to the disciples. Jesus came to the disciples and said, "Don't be afraid. I'm going to give you the advocate." We talked about the paraclete a few weeks ago. I'm going to give you the paraclete and I'm going to send you out. So I thought, for goodness sake, there's so many songs about Pentecost. I bet I know one you know. It's very exciting. But to sing it, you're going to have to actually stand up. Can you do that for me? Can your puppy stand up? He can't, but you can. Come on, stand up. Let's see what we can do here. I think you might know this song. I don't know. Maybe you don't. I don't know. You ready? Coco, you ready? This is your song, dear. If you're happy and you know it, what do you want to do? Clap your hands? All right. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. So what else should you do? It's Pentecost. Stomp your feet?
Yeah.
If you're happy and you know... What's the matter? There we go. I was worried that they were ignoring you altogether. Because when God gave the Holy Spirit, did God give it just to you guys? God gave it to them too. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. That's easy stuff. What else did God maybe think we should do when we're... Dance?
No, snap.
Snap. Wow, if you're happy and you know it, snap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, snap your fingers. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, snap your fingers. Now, I think so often we don't take that whole Holy Spirit thing very seriously. So I think God might want us to dance a little bit. What do you think?
Yeah.
If you're happy and you know it, dance. If you're happy and you know it, dance around. If you're happy and you know it, dance around. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, dance around. All right, and turn around. If you're happy and you know it, turn around. If you're happy and you know it, turn around. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, turn around. Good job! You can all sit down! Well done! You see, what's so fun about God's Spirit is that God makes us do all kinds of things and helps us to do all kinds of things in the Spirit that we never expect to do. How many of you thought you would be dancing in church today? You thought we were going to get balloons. Not until Easter. We never know what God's going to help us to do in the Spirit. And I think that's what we need to remember about Pentecost. It really is a happy day. And in the Spirit, God gets us to dance and laugh and sing and love and do all kinds of things that we never expected. And so we're happy in the Lord and we're thankful for God's Spirit. So thank you for helping me today to sing If You're Happy and You Know It. Go back to your pews.